a busy evening. Two programmes. We've literally just finished Unsprung, hence the hubbub in the background. What a programme.
I really enjoyed Unsprung. Chris Watson's underwater recordings. I mean, it just opens up a completely new world. To think that those sounds are being made in a puddle or a pond in your back garden and that you may never, ever get to hear them, you know, is really what fuels a lifelong interest in natural history. It just proves that there's always something more to experience, always something more to learn. You know, that was fantastic. And then the raven, you know, the term bird brain is now utterly redundant because we've long known that ravens are the most intelligent of birds. The crow family are famed for that, and they do have this phenomenal capacity to solve problems. And you know, and Lloyd's raven, who pulled the meat from a tube on the end of a piece of string by holding it with his foot, has demonstrated this. So to see it happening in real time is amazing. What a treat as well. Raven's a very special bird.
In the main programme, some beautiful pictures there, and going a bit crazy with toads tonight.
There's been a huge number of toads here. These things, you know, that sometimes I think to myself, you know, how many times in my life am I going to see this? Because, you know, last year I had a massive number of butterflies near my house. I'm not entirely sure I'll ever see that again. I mean, it's really important that you take advantage of these things. We tend to think of life as being kind of finite. And again, if you're a naturalist, you soon learn that it isn't. And there are certain things that you might see just once or twice in your life. And you really need to be here to experience it. That, you know, it is difficult to walk across the ground anywhere here at Unnis here without, you know, tiptoeing around toads. And Kate Martin and I have been picking them up and putting them to the side of the track, you know, ever since we've been here. It's a phenomenal hatch. And of course, they're all part and parcel of the community here. They will be being eaten by all sorts of other things, eating other things. And it was good tonight to see them again as part of the food chain, turning up in the buzzard's nest, showing that the cycle of life is fully functional in this part of the world.
Finally, we need to touch on the burgeoning bromance between you and Martin. Newcastle, culture, wildlife. What a mix for a date.
Well, it was, yeah. I mean, I wanted to sort of tempt him away from the rugged camping. Martin's a bit of a rustic lad, you know. I'm not a fan of camping. Obviously, don't mind going out and about. But, you know, I do like to ponce about in art galleries. I have a very keen interest in art and always have had. So it was good to lure him into the Baltic and show him a few two-dimensional masterpieces before taking him outside and showing him a natural one. And kittiwakes happen to be one of my favourite, you know, gull species as well. But and also, I think the really important thing, you know, behind all of the frippery and frolics is that, you know, there is a tremendous amount of wildlife in our cities. It's just a question of accessing it. So don't think you need to get a bus or a train to the countryside, you know, to see things. They can very often be on your doorstep.